Homeward Bound, April 6. In Safe Paths. The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. John 5, verse 19. The words of Christ teach that we should regard ourselves as inseparably bound to our Father in heaven. Whatever our position, we are dependent upon God, who holds all destinies in His hands. He has appointed us our work and has endowed us with faculties and means for that work. So long as we surrender the will to God and trust in His strength and wisdom, we shall be guided in safe paths to fulfill our appointed part in His great plan. But those who depend upon their own wisdom and power are separating themselves from God. Instead of working in unison with Christ, they are fulfilling the purpose of the enemy of God and mankind. The Savior continued, "What things soever He, the Father, doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. As the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom He will." The Sadducees held that there would be no resurrection of the body, but Jesus tells them that one of the greatest works of His Father is raising the dead, and that He Himself has power to do the same work. "The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." The Pharisees believed in the resurrection of the dead. Christ declares that even now the power which gives life to the dead is among them, and they are to behold its manifestation. This same resurrection power is that which gives life to the soul, dead in trespasses and sins. That spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the power of His resurrection, sets us free from the law of sin and death. The dominion of evil is broken, and through faith the soul is kept from sin. All who open their hearts to the Spirit of Christ become partakers of that mighty power which shall bring forth their bodies from the grave. The priests and rulers had set themselves up as judges to condemn Christ's work, but He declared Himself their judge and the judge of all the earth. The world has been committed to Christ, and through Him has come every blessing from God to the fallen race. He was the Redeemer before as after His incarnation. As soon as there was sin, there was a Savior. He has given light and life to all, and according to the measure of light given, each is to be judged. And He who has given the light, He who has followed the soul with tenderest entreaty, seeking to win it from sin to holiness, is in one its advocate and judge. The Desire of Ages, pages 209 and 210.